Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
God, and I give it back to you. Well, we say praise the Lord this afternoon, this evening, on this beautiful, awesome June 23rd, on this day that the Lord has made. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to tell Him all of my praises belong to you. Tell Him that you're grateful. Let Him know that you care about His will. Let Him know that you care about what He's doing in your life. I'm going to play the rest of the song, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to get into the presence of the Lord.
From the bottom of my heart, I say, from the depth of my heart,
telling you, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Continue to give God the praises. Continue to give him the glory. When he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, I'm telling you, that is a promise that you can stand on. Just give him the glory and the praises in the midst of the pain. Give him the glory and the praises in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of what you're going through. Just make the devil look real stupid. And when you're going through, don't respond. Just say, God, I give you the praises, even in this situation. Lord, I give you the glory, even in this situation. I'm telling you, we have to use psychological, spiritual strategies. I'm telling you, because the enemy, he tries every single technique that he can try, but we have to use what we have, right? We give God the glory. We tell him all the praises belong to him. We let him know that he's God, he's big G, and he never fails, and that we're standing on his promises. We look to the hills, hallelujah, to whence our help cometh. I'm telling you, when the enemy trying to make you go low, look to the hills from whence thy help cometh. Keep looking up. And if you keep looking up, keep your eyes on the prize, God's going to show up. Start looking for him to show up. Start expecting him to show up. Amen. I'm telling you, there's something about an expectation according to your faith. Be it unto you. God is good. God is worthy of all of our praises. I want to thank every single person on the line, everyone that's on the internet, those that have on the chat line. I just want to thank you for just being faithful to what God is doing. And you keep on showing up. So I have to keep teaching. As long as you show up, I'm going to keep on teaching. Amen. Because I understand that it is truly about the kingdom of God. It is about God using each and every one of us for his glory. Amen. That's the key thing, for his glory. And when we give him all of the honor, when we give him all of the praises, he's going to keep showing up because we're standing proxy, hallelujah, his will to be done in our lives. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I'm telling you, there's something about having a relationship with God. Having a relationship with God. Hallelujah. We're moving right along. Well, Father, we just thank you right now, God, that your battle plan is in our hearts, God. Father, because we understand that we have to fight the good fight of faith. We understand, Lord God, that our faith can please you. We understand, Lord God, that our faith is equivalent to finance in the spirit as it is in the natural. So we make a deposit of faith, God, and we thank you, Lord God, because we believe your word and we understand that you move by our faith, Lord God. But we also understand that faith without works is dead. So, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would pour a fresh anointing, God, on me, that I'll be hidden behind the cross, and I ask you to speak through me to your people who are called by your name, God. I thank you, Father, that as I go forth, that it would be actually you speaking and give the people what you would have them to hear. I ask for fresh rhema, God, and I thank you for doing it in the mighty, matchless, marvelous name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we want to welcome you to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed, hallelujah, to be a blessing. And we pray that you're being blessed as you live this life that God has given us. Amen. Amen. I know. I hear you. You know, you go through things, but guess what? The good has outnumbered the bad. Amen. God have already showed up. He's always showing up. And you a loaded bullet. And I hope you know it. Amen. You a loaded gun, a loaded bullet, all of that. Hallelujah. You're ready for the making. God is developing you to go forth in the things of the kingdom. So you wonder why that you have to have on the whole armor so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because guess what? The wiles of the devil are operative daily. He's always working. He's always attacking our thoughts and our words so that we can fall a prey. But if you put on the whole armor of God, if you put on the whole armor, listen, we say it, but we're so emotional. We always, something happens, we turn to spiritual babies. You know why? Because we don't have on the whole armor of God. When you put on the armor of God, you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And when you're able to stand, guess what? You will not retaliate. Because you understand that the battle is not with flesh and blood. Amen? The battle is with spiritual wickedness in high places. Could that high place be in our minds? Could that high place be in our thought life? So God have already gave us this strategy, and all we have to do is know the battle plan, have a battle plan by putting on the whole armor of God. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Well, let me just kind of ask you kindly if you would join me with Ephesians 6 and verse 11. Ephesians 6, verse 11. We want to meditate on the word. The Bible says, meditate. Meditate. Do you know how to meditate? Sometimes we say, well, I just can't get it. I mean, I read the word and I go over what was said. But do you meditate? Why do we need to meditate on the word of God? Why? Anything that you meditate on, you want to go into a mental alertness. See, meditation is something everyone can do. Sometimes you're meditating on things that we should not meditate on. But the Bible says, meditate on the word of God. So when we meditate, we are injecting a far-reaching, long-lasting benefits in our life through the word of God. When you meditate, guess what? It lowers our stress level. When we meditate, we can get to know our pain. When we meditate, we can connect better with the situation. When we meditate, we can improve our focus. Hallelujah. When we meditate, we're more keener. We're more knowledgeable. Amen. Meditation. Let us walk together through the thoughts of our mind and how to meditate on the word of God. So when we take the scripture, amen, and we meditate, that means that we can't be grabbing a whole bunch of scriptures. We got to meditate on one segment at a time. Amen. Because meditation, and when you meditate on the word of God, then you can get the engrafted word in your spirit. And one of the most critical times to meditate on God's word is as you go to sleep at night. See, because while you're sleeping, what you was last watching on TV or what you were last doing, it becomes part of your rest. Amen. See, in the scriptures, there's many references to meditate on the scriptures. Amen. One of my favorite ones is in, let's stay with Ephesians because I'm going somewhere else, but I want to stay with the wiles of the devil. Amen. Because, see, when the enemy produces what he's going to produce. And when he produces plan of action, it's always because he's trying to accomplish something. So he set up his camp. And he got one soldier doing this and another one doing that, and everybody's doing their thing so that they can achieve one goal. Amen? So that's the same way. It's a strategic strategy. So if the enemy has a strategy, guess what? We have to have one. So we're talking about putting on the whole armor that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What is the whole armor? We talk about the whole armor, but do we actually know how to put on the whole armor of God? I mean, we know the belt of truth. You know, we know that in God there's no sin, and all of his word is true and alive, and he's perfect truth. You know, I had a young man tell me today, he was accusing someone of talking about their integrity because they kind of told a half-truth, and he said, I'm going to have to question your integrity. And I looked at him, and I know his character, and I said to him, you know, because we can talk like that, I said, you lie all the time. And hallelujah. And he said, that's because I'm a liar. So what he basically was saying is, that's what I do. He said, but I lie for a cause. And I said to him, well, the enemy lie for a cause. So what I'm trying to say is, when the enemy is trying to produce those wiles, he set up camp so he can get a reaction out of you. So we have to have on the whole armor. We have to have on the belt of truth. So we can't tell half truth. We can't manipulate the truth, because guess what? Then we take off our belt of truth. Amen. So sometimes we may have to be quiet and not speak. But if we have to speak, we should speak in truth. Amen. Amen. And if we can't, like he said, I'm a liar. Basically what he was trying to tell me is, this is what I do. Of course, I rebuke that in Jesus' name, and I made him rebuke it, because sometimes these idle words become a reality. So we have to be careful with the words we say, because guess what? Once you put those words out there, you can say, forgive me. You can say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Yes, and we have to forgive when you know, because that's part of God's plan for us. But once those words go out there, when God said, let there be, and there was light, after that, there was light. And I'm sure he could have took light back, but light was created. Amen. The whole armor of God, we're talking about what we need to have against the wiles of the devil. See, we can't fight something natural that's spiritual. And we can't fight something spiritual in the natural. So it has to equate and has to balance out. So if it's spirit, we fight spirit. Amen? Okay. So we try not to fight natural battles. And I'm going to leave it like that, because guess what? We understand that who we belong to will fight our battle. But it's incumbent upon each and every one that's on this line to understand the whole armor of God. We have to understand all six pieces. Amen. It's easy to say, you know, I put on the whole armor. It's easy to say that. But we have to put it on. Amen. We're talking about, we put it all together, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes of the gospel, shield of faith, hallelujah, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. And all of these make up the whole armor of God, that every true believer, every true follower of Jesus, every believer, we must wear the armor. Otherwise, we cannot defeat the wiles of the devil. There's no other way around it. He's constantly producing his wiles, his strategies. You know, we actively fight daily. I want you to understand, daily, we deal with spiritual battles. It is required that we put on the whole armor, you know, which is spiritual rather than a physical in nature. Amen. So we say, I put on the whole armor. So we hear natural items, you know, breastplate, belt, shoes, shield, helmet, and sword. We talk about soldier, real soldier material, right? The whole armor. So when a soldier put on these items, guess what? Soldier is ready. Soldier is prepared to go out and defeat the enemy in the natural. So we go out to defeat the enemy in the spirit. And then the things of the natural have no relevance in our lives, because guess what? I understand, and I hope you do too, when things happen, I can begin to talk to God. And literally, I see hellfire coming. It may not have taken its place right then, but I guarantee you it's on the way. It's on the way. And if I don't see it, or if I don't hear it, I don't say it. And sometimes I hear it or see it, and I can't say it. But God will show you that he's fighting your battle. And not only does he show us that, he'll speak to you and he'll activate those gifts in you so that when the enemy comes with those wiles, those gifts start activating. Spiritual discernment will kick in before the enemy gets started. He can walk in the room through a physical body and don't have to say a word. I'm saying he, you know why, because the charge was put on Adam, but he doesn't have to say a word, and God will let you know where that spirit and that individual is coming from. They can have a smile on their face, but on the inside, they can be raving like a wolf, but with a great big smile. So, be it as it may, we have to put on the armor, because if we have on our spiritual armor, the enemy has to go through the armor to our natural and part of our being, because he has to destroy us spiritually. And that's what the enemy works on. If he can destroy you spiritually, he got you. So he tried to take your joy from you. I'm trying to get you prepared. So he tried to take your joy, because the Bible says, in his presence, come on somebody, in his presence is the fullness of joy. So we get in his presence. You want joy? Get in his presence. In his presence is the fullness of joy. There's joy in the presence of the Lord. And then the B clause of that is, at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So the enemy want to take us away from being in the spiritual presence of the Lord. You know, he want to take us where our warfare become natural. He want to make us tap out of the spirit and began to fulfill the lust of the flesh. He doesn't use any new strategies. So we just master the strategies of God. And we use his weaponries. So every single time we use his weaponries, guess what happens? We're going to always win. When those wiles come, they cannot penetrate. They cannot overtake what God has prepared for his people. Amen. Amen. So we understand that the enemy has wiles, and we understand that we have to know that the armor of God is what we need on. And, you know, we learned the basic strategies this past, since January to now, been teaching spiritual strategies for warfare. So we cannot, we're going to be held accountable teaching, because too much is given, much is required. So once you sit up under the word, once you eat the word, once you digest the word, once the word become a part of you, guess what happens? Let me give you an example. If you keep on eating, I'm going to say grilled chicken, candy yams, collard greens, chop some onions and some vinegar, hey, hallelujah, and some tomatoes on the side and a corn muffin, and you filled your body up with that. And once you get it in your body, what does it have to do? What has to happen next? It has to come out. Amen. That's the same thing about the word of God. Once we get it in us, it has to come out. We're held accountable to not only sitting at the table and eating, but now we begin to prepare a table so that we can feed the sheep. Amen. So, but again, our basic strategies, some of the things I talked about is the word of God, delegating power and authority, talked about prayer. I mentioned, talked a little bit about fasting, the keys of the kingdom, and then the name of Jesus. These are some of our weaponries that we use for warfare, for spiritual strategy. So these are arsenals of spiritual weapons. You know, it's okay, my gun loaded, I'm ready. You know, and they name all the different kind of guns they got. It's all natural. And but we come in the name of the Lord Jesus with our spiritual weapons. Amen. And they can't see any of them. So these are defensive strategies. So we got to know when those wiles come, don't give in. Don't give up. Stay on the wall. And one of the strategies is we have to submit ourselves to God. So a lot of times we don't want to submit. We want to be so stuck in our ways. You know, your way is right. I mean, the Bible says that a man's ways seem right in his own eyes, but in the end, there's destruction. But we must submit to God. We have to submit to God. And if we don't submit to God, the devil will not flee from us. Mm-hmm. And James 4:7 talks about submitting yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So once we submit to God, that goes along with, hallelujah, I get excited because literally I see submission is what God wants. Not my way, but thy way, thy will be done in my life. But when we submit, guess what happens? It's like in his presence is the fullness of joy. And so when you get in his presence, guess what? We have to submit. Why? Because he is a consuming fire. And by him being a consuming fire, he burns off everything that's not like him. If it's not like him, it's got to go. So when you get into his presence, everything that's not like him, he's going to take it. He's going to chasing you. He's going to take it off of you. It might hurt, but it's not to hurt you. It is to help you come more like God. Amen. He want us to have his ways. He want us to look like him. And this just came to me. You know, sometimes we say, oh, God is a good God, and oh, God. But God has a wrath. He said he hates sin. And I mentioned this in a few segments back. So if he hates sin, when we fall into sin, guess what happens? I mean, some say we're a sinner, saved by grace. But sinners practice sinning. Okay, I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to leave that one alone. But God wants us to be broke. Did you know that? See, when we're broken for God, he can use us. When we're broken, when our way and our, I'm going to say our stubbornness, our will and what we want, our way, it's either my way or the highway, there's beauty in brokenness. Listen, because when God sees you broken, hallelujah, then you can yield to his way. It can mean a lot of things. It can imply messiness and imperfection. It can mean heartbreak. You know, it can mean a physical weakness. It can even mean pity. But if we were to be true to ourselves and understand that brokenness in his eyes is to be broken, to be crushed, and to be torn in spirit over sin. Let me read this scripture to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's beauty in the brokenness. Beauty in brokenness. Amen. Amen. We didn't know that sometimes you think that you know, this happening and that happening. And we don't know what to do. And we don't have on our armor, because not having on the armor can cause unnecessary sin to happen in our lives. All right, let me begin to read Romans 8. And if you have your Bibles and you would be so kind to read along with me, finding the beauty of brokenness. And I'm talking about brokenness, and I'm talking about the beauty in it, because we began to lean and depend on God. It's like, I can't do anything else but depend on you, Lord. Listen to this. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. So listen, to be conformed. So he had to change us, and he had to make us into the image of Christ, that we might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. So what is he saying? And when you're making, when you're changing from what you was and what you are to become, it don't feel good. Because a lot of times we don't like change. A lot of times we get so stuck in what we want, our ways, our thoughts, that we so right and everybody else missed it. We are predestined. See, those that he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. So when God is making us, everything that happened to us in the making is a part of being broken. And he's saying that it's going to work together for your good if you love him. So it's not to kill you. It's not to crush your spirit, but it is to develop you so in the midst of the pain that you understand the spiritual gain. There's a spiritual game if you look up and you live and you understand that God allowed it to happen, but it's going to work together for your good because you love him and you've been called according to not your purpose, according to his purpose for your life. So in order for him to, he foreknew us and he predestined us, but he has to conform us to the image of his son, of becoming broken. So he break off you, he gets you out the way. You know, like the young man said, I'm a liar. I mean, at least he was honest. Hallelujah. But I thank God that he may not say that again when I finish talking with him. He understands that the father laughs will be his daddy. But we want God to rule in his life. Amen. So we talked about resisting the devil. And in order to resist the devil, we have to be steadfast in our faith. You know, to be humble, not arrogant. But we have to be self-confident that we have overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lord. So there's some things, there's some elements and some components that we have to put in place to understand it's a win-win for us. It's a win-win. You will be able to resist Satan only when we submit to God and we resist, meaning stand firm against the opponent, stand firm against the enemy at every point. So we can't give in. You know, we don't give in. We don't relent. Because we understand that we are on a spiritual assignment and we can't have our knees trembling. We can't be emotional because it's not about us. And we got to ask God to fortify our emotions so that we're not so caught up about what we want. But we're able to hear what God is trying to do because we know that it's working together for our good because he's transforming us to become. Amen. He's transforming us to become. So all of that pain, all of that hurt, you're being transformed. You're being broken for the master's use. So when you get up, you can tell your testimony, you can tell your story, and you can do it in his glory. Amen. Because you understand that you've given him the glory for everything he brought you through and everything he's taken you to. Amen. So the scriptures does not teach us to go looking for demons, but to resist them when they approach us. Amen. It's like, okay, here come a demon. Be like, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Here come a demon. Hallelujah. That's how we should feel. That's why we have to stay in faith. Because when he comes, we have to be sober. We have to be vigilant. Because guess why? Because he's the adversary, he come like a roaring lion. You know, not only is he coming like a roaring lion, he's walking about and he's seeking. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. He didn't just run up on you. The Bible says he's seeking who he may devour. So we have to be sober-minded. That means it's not just talking about being drunk. Down those high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We have to be sober-minded. We have to be vigilant. It's like, come on, where you at? Oh, there you go. Hey, what's up? You know, we can take the fight to him, but the Bible don't teach us to take the fight to him. The Bible teaches us to be ready when he comes. Why should we take the fight to him? Because we got work to do. Amen. We got bigger fish to fry. Amen. We got, forget the battles, win the war. And then in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, I hope you're eating and I hope you're getting fed. Chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. I just read 8. And I'm going to read 9. 9 says, who resists steadfast in faith? Knowing, listen, why do we be steadfast in faith? Because we understand that the same afflictions are accomplished in you, brethren, that are in the world. So to resist in faith means to resist, I'll say, on the authority of God's word. So we come and we're resisting faith, but we stand in the authority of God's word. So we don't buckle because God's word don't change. Seasons change, people change, relationships change, but his word changes not. So So we stand on the word. We don't give place to the devil, because guess what? He's looking for us. We don't leave the room for Satan to operate in our life. We don't yield. No. When he comes, we should be ready. And how are we ready? We're not ready full of emotion. We're ready full of the word of God. We're ready because we have the whole armor on. Can you imagine a soldier ready for the battle in the natural? And he's been practicing. She's been practicing. She's been practicing for years. And then she got everything that she needs. And then finally, the battle finally starts. We have to live every day looking for Satan to come. When he comes, we're ready. Amen. So the Bible says we don't need a room for Satan to operate in our life. We don't need no room. And then we need to give place to the devil. What does that mean? Don't give place to him. See, sometimes we give place to the devil because he might be operating through someone. And, you know, oh, I love him. I love her. I just didn't want to hurt her feelings. Well, they come to you sick, and guess what? They leave worse. Because we let them leave like they came. And we don't either correct them, because when we correct them, guess what happens? We're helping them. We're helping them. God used us to help other people. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 4:27 was talking about neither give opportunity to the devil. How do we give opportunity to the devil? By being angry. By letting the sun go down on our anger. We give him a foothold. See, you know how somebody stick their foot in the door and you can't close it because their foot in the door, no matter how much we slam it, that foothold is in the door. So we don't let him get his foot in the door. Why? Because he coming to steal. The Bible says he who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work. We can't let him steal. We have to be prepared not to give him a foothold. Amen. And then we can't try to get revenge, because the Bible says revenge is mine. He said, I'll repay. So what we do, instead of trying to get revenge, we submit ourselves to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. We have to stand up to the devil. See, some people say resist the devil. What does that mean? If I resist the devil, that means I'm a run, and then that's resisting him. Mm-mm. I don't bow down to the devil. I don't play with him. I don't like him. And I know he doesn't like me. You know, sometimes we let the devil do his thing. Throw out all his wiles. And then we let it happen. You know what? I'm going to take a short music break. But I want you to say in your heart, say yes to God, and the enemy will flee.
You are worthy. yes, yes, yes to your will. Yes, yes, yes to your way. Yes, my heart says yes. Yes, we're going to go through things, but yes, we have to get over it. Amen. We consider ourselves as dead men walking. Amen. When you're dead to the things of this world, nothing can hurt you. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And put on the whole armor so you can stand the schemes of the devil. Why? Because we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, you know, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. So therefore, take up the whole armor that you may be able to stand. You may be able to withstand in the evil days. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Listen, having fastened up the belt of truth. So that means you can't be manipulating the truth and not telling half truth. You got to tighten that belt up and wear the belt of truth and have on that breastplate of righteousness. You stand in righteousness. We're the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Put on that breastplate. And as your shoes for your feet, you know, shine them up. And having on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Listen, in all circumstances, I don't care what happened, take up the shield of faith. I don't care what it looked like. I still got faith in God and his ability. So with you having on that, you can put the darts out with the word of God, with your faith. When those flaming darts come by the enemy, you can put it out. And you put on that helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit. And we know the sword of the spirit is the word of God. That's why I talked about meditating. So you can know the word. And I don't care if it's just a few things. Just know those few things. And then when you say it, it's the word of God, and it's going to have an effect. And it will not go out void. The word of God, it go out and it accomplish what it was sent to do. It don't miss the target. It's a bullseye. And praying in the spirit at all times. Build your holy faith up. You know, the Bible says, pray to build your faith up. If you feel weak, begin to pray in the spirit. And if you never use your spiritual language, ask God to help you. I didn't know that you could just pray anytime you wanted to. But I encourage you to pray in the spirit daily because you're going to build up your holy faith. And guess what else? If you take deep breaths, it's going to calm your stress level down. Breathe deeply. And by the time you finish praying in your spiritual language, you're going to feel better. And then with all prayers and supplications, I want you to be alert, perseverance. Make supplications for all the saints. By putting on the armor, you make things so much better. You're making things easier for your spiritual walk. So when the enemy do what he does, because that's what he does all day, you're not giving place to the devil. You're not responding to his condescending accusations. Because you already know it's him. Guess why? Because you was expecting him to come. Don't give them an opportunity. If you know somebody is a showboat and they always doing what they're doing, avoid them. They sow in discord. The Bible say mark them. You have to mark them. Because when they come, They come in the same way every single time. They're not going to come different because they do what they do, baby. You know that that's what they do. That's what they do. So we shouldn't expect something different if we don't stand and be ready to cast down the things that's coming against what God wants us to cast down. If it's coming against your destiny, your purpose, it's trying to make you walk in unforgiveness. It's trying to build an ought in your heart. See, sometimes, and I'm going to say this, and I was talking to my sister-in-law, and I'm not at liberty to discuss the subject. You know, sometimes people just want to control you. I mean, they literally, it's worse than slavery. You know, it's just spiritual witchcraft. So they want to control you and your natural freedom that the government then gave you. They want to take that from you, tell you who to talk to, who to go places with, and you three times their age. I told her, I said, you know, to really break that demon, I'll talk and I'll go more. Sometimes we have to be broken so we understand that it's not our way, but it's God's way. You know, I just want to encourage everybody. Don't try to control people. I can understand if you're trying to guide and direct them in love and kindness. The Bible says in love and kindness will I draw. But let people make up their own minds. You know, because the Bible says control is the spirit of Jezebel. And we know Jezebel is a spirit. It's not a he, it's not a she, it's a spirit. I can just go to a whole nother subject with that one, but spiritual strategies for warfare, we must be prepared when the enemy comes. And don't be, you know, don't let the enemy offend you, because that's what he tries to do. But guess what? No, because he thought enough about you, it's only because you're getting closer to the things of God. So the enemy want to cause you to miss out on God's best by retaliating and getting in the natural. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. This walk in life, it's not bad. It's filled with purpose. It's filled with victory. You've been set up to win. You've been set up to achieve what God has called you to do. So when we get off course, guess what? You get us back on course by allowing things to happen. And, you know, you tell the baby, don't stick your hand in the fire. And they got to see what it feels like. So they stick their hand in there anyway. And then guess what? Most babies won't do it again because they learn from it. So I want to encourage you, don't put your hand in the fire. Because the enemy has snares. And he used those snares so that he can get us in captivity. And he can have us where our mind is held hostage. So we have to use biblical strategies for warfare so that when those snares come, we was already expecting it. Amen. We was already in a place that we knew it was happening. We knew that this is what he was coming with. So ask God to open up the eyes of your understanding. So not only can you see, but you can hear and you can discern when the enemy is coming. I don't care who he's coming through, because that don't matter. That doesn't matter. Because he'll come through your family. He'll come through what's close to you so he can shut you down. But I want you to stand your ground by putting on the whole armor so you'll be able to stand in the evil days. Be aware of evil shun it, put it off, and putting off of all the evil behaviors that we talked about. You know, don't fall prey by gossiping, vain babbling, ungodliness, you know, lying. You know, I'm telling you, the enemy will say something. Next thing you know, you like shooting back at them. Natural things. So I just want to say this in closing. Try the Spirit, by the Spirit, to know if it's God. See, the Bible says, beloved, believe not every spirit, whether they are of God, because false prophets are going into the world. A lot of people say, oh, I'm saved and on fire, filled with the Holy Ghost, blah, blah, blah. And don't care nothing about God's people. All they care about is themselves. Try the Spirit, by the Spirit, to know if it's God. Because everything that look like God and act like God ain't necessary God. Amen. We're not deceived by Satan's devices. I just decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment is already condemned. God rebuke them. Satan, you are a liar. Our soul serve notice on you today that you have been identified, and I command you to go back to whence thou have come. Jesus have already taken the keys, and he has handed over to us. And I thank you, Father, that we have the keys to the kingdom. And we know that when we ask, when we seek, and when we knock, that the door is open. So we thank you for what you're doing. I thank you right now as I ask you to cover your people. Send out your soldiers, Father, that when the enemy comes, that we'll be able to set the kids free. And we will wear the whole armor of God, that the wiles of the devil will not affect us. And our mind, our thinking will line up with your word and your will. And we will be counted as worthy of a calling. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, if you just give God a hand clap of praise, and I even say pat yourself on the back because you decided to walk with God. Amen. Push yourself into purpose. Don't let nobody tell you what you're not. Don't let no one tell you what you can't do when God tells you you can. Spiritual battles must be fought. Spiritual weapons. Amen. I say God bless you. And I can't leave this out. If you don't know that you could be saved by knowing that Jesus is the Son of God and that death had no power. He died, but he didn't stay dead. He lives today in his people. And if you want to accept him as your Lord and Savior, all you got to do is say, yes, I believe. Yes, I confess. And yes, I want to be part of the kingdom of God. It's just that simple. If you have accepted the Lord as your Savior, we want to invite you to give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. We will be more than happy to minister to you, to counsel with you, to get you a Bible, and even direct you to the right path. Amen. And just know that the weight of what we're dealing with now has nothing compared to the great cloud of glory that God has in store for us. Amen, amen. And again, sow where you grow. So you can go to www.giveify.com. That's GiveLify.com. So that we can also grow to become more what God have put before us. Amen, amen. And there's other ways to sow. I just want to just encourage you to get yourself prepared. Elder is working on our men's conference along with some of the other men. And I just want to encourage everyone, if you have a son, if you have someone that you would like to put into the atmosphere of men that are doing what God called them to do, and they need to be around mentors. We want to encourage you to get the information and the dates about the men conference and join in with us. And we are doing our women's conference in September, and then we're going to have a conference, our general conference. So we're planning for all of that. We want to encourage you to sow so that we can do things in excellence and that the people of God's hearts will be changed and made better having heard the word of God. Amen, amen. I love you, Elder, love you. And we just send our love to all that are on the line. And just keep giving God the glory. Keep giving him the praises in the midst of the pain. Amen. God bless everyone. We love you from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. And we decree and declare that you're blessed and highly favored. God bless everyone. Have a terrific rest of the day.
Come on, everybody. Open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room. Open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this place. Your simple song. Go like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve.
Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Then we simply say, you deserve. We'll say it, church.